always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and I am back again, man. Yada the King Radio is back, and we are getting it cracking. You know how we do it, man. As the year is kind of winding down, we see a lot of things happening, a lot of different things about to take place in the new year. How many of y'all are excited for a new year? You know what I'm saying? One thing I always ask people is, what's your New Year's resolutions? What I actually did this year was I started my New Year's resolutions before the new year. So it wouldn't just be a New Year's resolution. You know what I'm saying? That way I could continue it. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what's popping off over here. Today we are going to have Ason on with us today, man. He's actually going to, just share what he's been doing. Let me tell you about Ason. I heard of him, years back, through this record label that went by the name of Beatmark, you know what I'm saying? And I heard a lot of the artists, and Ason was on a compilation. So I was like, okay, man. I actually hit him up. We chopped it up for a while, and this was years back. So I just seen he's coming back on the scene, and I was like, man, we got to get him on. He's about to drop his brand new album called it's called The Future Is Now. And you definitely want to check it out, man. See what he got to talk about. See what's been going on in his life. Some of the things that God has been doing, man. I was excited to do this interview. Unfortunately, I'm kind of torn, man, because this is Miss Cole's last interview. She just was telling us, man, that she enjoyed it. But she just wants to figure out what she really is called to do, man. And that's all right, man. Some of us got to make sure we are in the area that God has called us to be in, you know what I'm saying? So that's still my sister. I'm still gonna mess with her, you know what I'm saying, on this show, man. When she gets in, she's gonna be in here in just a little bit, man. But you guys do not want to miss this show. Today's topic is overcomers. What is an overcomer? We hear people, especially in sports, they get the tag overcomer, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna ask Ason what he thinks, and you know, I'm going to ask Miss Cole what she thinks an overcomer is. And, you know what I'm saying? That's just how we do things around here. Hey, if you ever have a topic that you want us to rock on, give us a call, 425-243-4285. We can put that in our topic vote. And, hey, you can hit us up on Twitter or Facebook, at whichever one is best for you, at Yada the King. Let's go to the Boom Bap Remix. Yeah, Blaze Torch featuring Sick. Let's go.
I'm gonna introduce you to my family. Yeah, it's Face
and I'm MC, baby.
And you already know who it is. This is Sick. Let's go now.
Yo, give me that boom. We got that. That's all I need inside of my head. Rep for the king to the day. We got that. That's all I wanna hear is that boom. They need that. Yo, give me that boom. We got that. That's all I need inside of my head. Rep for the king to the day. We got that. They need that.
I rep the kingdom, all to the fullest. I'm not of this world, I am just a tourist. Thinking you're smarter than God, please don't be foolish. The only wisdom you have is in your teeth and you toothless. With God, I have all types of benefits. Even the kingdom of heaven is my inheritance. We in the lab, trying some experiments. Rain and Holy Ghost, fire are the elements. And when it comes to saving souls, I'm a maniac. Aiming for your cardio, call it a heart attack. You can't sleep on my God like an insomniac. Because he calls all of the plays like a quarterback. Sick, always with a torch in hand. Amphibious, conquering water and land. Timeless, like a sand clock with no sand. I wear them on my chest, Jesus Christ is my brand.
Yo, give me that boom, we got that. That's all I need inside of my brand. Rep for the king to the day, we got that. That's all I wanna hear is that boom, they need that. Yo, give me that boom, we got that. That's all I need inside of my brand. Rep for the king to the day, we got that.
Yeah.
They need that.
Boom, boom, bap. Ningún rap. Sin hip, bap. Salva, lap. Omnipresent, all over the map. This one's on your fit into a snap. Back. Abro mi boca y el infierno se espanta. Wow, ¿quién le dio tanto poder a mi garganta? Cada semana es una semana santa. Y eso es como McDonald's.
cortar el pelo, llama a tu estilista. Dios tiene una boda, yo estoy en la lista. Para el cielo hay un camino, estrecho y fino. Y para el infierno una autopista. Este es el remix, Mixto. Yo soy anti, anti, Cristo. You need that, we got that. We run in this track, and this only the first lap.
Yo, give me that, boom, we got that. That's all I need inside of the rap. They need that, rap for the king to the day. We got that, that's all I wanna hear is that boom. They need that, yo, give me that, boom, we got that. That's all I need inside of the rap. They need that, rap for the king to the day. We got that.
I'm on another planet, flows harder than granite. I got it in English, Elam got it in Spanish. This the dream team, Jordan, Larry, and Magic. Just as big, I know the streets, Roger Ball classic. So here it is, blowing out your speakers. Modern day preachers, fitted caps and sneakers. Only Christ can save you from the Grim Reaper. Please give an ear to what it is I teach ya. Blazing sick, metal wings like Mike Vick. Light up like a glow stick whenever we flow sick.
Whoa.
Never thought you'd hear the remix. Three Jersey cats lifting up Jesus. This is history, I know you see us. Smashing the devil into pieces. Doing whatever the Holy Ghost pleases. We got the boom, you know you need this.
Yo, give me that boom, we got that. That's all I need inside of
they need that.
Rap for the king to the day, we got that.
That's all I wanna hear is that boom,
they need that.
Yo, give me that boom, we got that.
That's all I need inside of
they need that.
Rap for the king to the day, we got that.
They need that.
Boom, boom, back,
we got that.
Chad Jones, Mr. Father, husband, brother.
Okay, we get it.
I'm on, husband to a wife, father to my kids, brother to a lot. Living in community, him introducing me.
Hey Chad, why the name change? I like the name Conviction.
Now Conviction ain't just spitting, it's the living, that's the difference. Chad is in the kitchen,
cooking.
We on, dude, serving up a plate you can scrape. Soul food. I got it with brothers, grew together, we formed a group. Living as a pencil, staying a pencil, call it total truth. Rooted down in Memphis, plans getting broom vines. I my song scheming like a bonsai, screaming bonsai. Up in your hood, I'm popping at you. You hear me better, hear me like a job wire tapper. Worship God, start pursuing it. Tunics in the royal court, nobody is doing it.
Hello, it's P-R-O. That dude that you said was off when you heard my flow. My hot things changed from a couple years ago.
Hey, they don't know what you were bad.
Okay, well let me put you on. I went from eating rappers and picking my teeth with they bones to communicating what I see. iPhone.
Hey, what you see?
A culture that needs Jesus while birds still in their nest spend all their time tweeting. I see wolves in sheep clothing acting like they familiar. For real, recognize real. You look unfamiliar. I think that it's Satan that's inspiring your blog. Cause your contraptions separate the body. And this ain't to one person but to many who too busy typing to see that the gospel between brothers ain't promoting fighting. I remember being crucified like a propitiation. But I suggest pray with grace and patience.
Hello, this your boy, you better call me Cannon. The gospel in your face wherever you standing.
Yeah.
Straight 16, back then everybody call me Spook. Like I never cared for them in the winter when they see them moving from the city, see the kid damn truth. Blacker, we coming to knock them. Boom shaka like a pop, tell them drop them. I remember when rapping about the house, what filled was my only options. Now I'm sitting back with bro with a song with a ship with Chad. RMG with Doc Double, I'm in a dream of the rap. This is more than a plethora of I in the lives. This is also that hurricane that I wrestle inside. My sin, my heart is killing me, it's sin. Don't trust me, come in. I'ma spit my heart, cause I'm tired of talking with a caution sign. Everybody said they wanna talk, but when they talk, everybody's spilling that what's on their mind. Tryna give a bang, but I let a bang. Tryna bring the pain, get the truth, it's a goalie man. Take a little deep, take a little deep. I'ma go deep, so my thoughts just get so high.
Hello, it's Brother Tone, what's up, I'm signing on. Going hard with a click, who bring more bars than your Verizon phone.
Can you hear me?
I'm back from hiatus, kiss babies and scream God's greater. Disfavors and wait
I hate us, buy haters. Rep RMG, crash like this the way I is. Go hard for the king every day I did. Yep, 116 is the way I live. So act like you know what I'm on. I deep in the face so I stay in the zone. I'm serving the king, I'm a slave to the throne. The cross on my back is engraved on my bones. Really though, they call us weak cause we ain't claiming them gang. I fight them with the flesh so we ain't banging them things. Boy, you must be crazy, insane. We submit and kiss the sun like baby Lil Wayne. Pause. We grip the plow with both hands. Never looking back, we seek a city built with no hands. We out amongst the wolves, boy, we ain't afraid of no man. We quench the devil's arrows by swinging the sword like Conan. Hello.
Chase's Devotional. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ? Or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Now, Mr. Smith, why don't you lie down on this couch and I'll take a few notes.
Okay.
Now, what seems to be the problem?
I think I'm paranoid.
Paranoid, Mr. Smith?
Yes, I feel that deep down I know right from wrong. I know how I'm supposed to behave and that I don't do what I know I'm supposed to do. And I keep making excuses for why I'm not doing the right thing. And I'm afraid that someday I'm going to stand before God and have to account for what I've done. And I won't have any excuses. What was that?
Nothing, Mr. Smith. I just broke my pencil.
So, do you think I'm paranoid?
Not at all. Paranoia is when your fears are based on facts that are not true.
So I'm not paranoid?
No, you're not.
Oh, so everything I'm afraid of is true!
Well, that's right.
Huh?
There is a standard we know we are supposed to live by, and none of us are living up to it. But that's why God offers to forgive us, if we will only agree we need to be forgiven.
I could have read that in the Bible.
Would have been cheaper, too. That'll be $80.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Hello! RMG, that song is Hello. I was listening to it earlier this week and I was like, I need to put that back on the show, man. We got the homie A-Son with us right now, man. A-Son, the way we like to get the show started on this podcast is to get you to share your testimony, man, with these people. Man, I think the testimony is a powerful vehicle for people to see how God is still moving. So can you share with us your testimony, bro?
Yeah, I would love to. I was blessed to, make a choice to ask Christ into my heart, you know, when I was a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I was only 7. But it was age 15, when I really got on fire. I was fortunate enough to be able to go on a missions trip overseas, throughout Europe, as a matter of fact. And while actually up in Moscow, Russia, on this youth missions trip, I just felt the Lord call me real strong. You know, I had just been on a personal journey where moving to the D.C. area from Minnesota, you know, in fifth grade, I really stood out. You know, I went from basically living around all white people to all black people. And I really stood out, and I would just used to get, you know, just go through a lot of drama behind that. And just went through a lot of stuff in elementary school, middle school, and then ninth grade, I figured out, you know, the right things to say, the way to dress. I was athletic and so forth, so I was voted most popular in my school, ninth grade. And so it was like I had come from the bottom to the top, you know, in my mind, because, you know, ninth grade, you like, that, you know, to be voted most popular, that's like you're on top of the world. And it was the summer after that I went on this missions trip where God really called me. And I mean, it was really clear. It was like he was calling me just to another level of him. And it was like, if you've seen the Brady Bunch intro, I saw faces I saw different faces flashing before me, and they were faces of my friends.
Yeah.
And it's like the Holy Spirit was saying, now, if you choose to go to this next level, you're going to lose these friends.
Wow.
But the presence of God was so strong, I was like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I choose you, you know. And when I came back, you know, I was never really that Bible thumping dude that would, you know, preach on people or nothing like that. I just changed my ways, you know what I'm saying? But even just when people just saw how I changed, you know, I just wasn't as cool anymore. I wasn't that dude. I wasn't down for everything, and I did. I ended up losing those friends, but I got something much better, you know, the relationship with Christ, you know, and that's pretty much my testimony. You know, 10 years later, you know, I'm still, you know, repping him through my music now, and, you know, what it is.
No, that's what's up, man. Losing friends, I think, is probably... Miss Cole is with me now. Do you think losing friends is a reason why a lot of people do not come to God?
I think that plays a part in it.
It could play a huge part in it. I think it's very interesting, man. What gave you comfort in the middle of that season of your life, man? I mean, because for some people, if they have no friend, and I'm not saying that you didn't have any friends, because I'm even sure that God replaced those friends with new friends in your life, man. But talk to us about that season in your life, man. How were you comforted during that time?
Well, first of all, it was the foundation that he had put in my life, because, like, I got to see how people, you know, they run with the crowd.
Yeah.
And so, I got to see, like, when I first came to the D.C. area, how people would tease me and stuff, and they didn't even know me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, you know, I mean, like, it's like, you don't know about me, you don't know my story, you don't know, you know, what I'm good at, you know, but you feel comfortable joining in the crowd, teasing me, you know what I'm saying? And then I saw how several years later that flipped, and, you know, people were sweating me, but I still was like, but you don't even know me, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, people would come to me and like, man, I got your name written all over the girl bathroom wall. You know, and like, I'm like, that's crazy. I'm like, who, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm still, you know, really, I'm like a corny dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm not that guy. That, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I can see how you can get caught up in the hype. I was the captain of the football team.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But I mean, still, I'm like, you know, I'm not that guy. But it's like, but I saw how people got caught up in the hype of just, oh, this is the popular dude, you know what I'm saying? And so it really kind of made me distant to whatever man thinks, positive or negative. It's like, I see how it could just change. And I was like, you know, everybody swept me today. Even at that age, I was like, I bet you could change tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And you see it with celebrities all the time, where, you know, today everybody's sweating Tiger Woods. Tomorrow, you know, everybody, you know, blasting Tiger Woods or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whoever it is. And so I think, so when, you know, when the Lord did that, I already had that kind of working in the background.
Yeah.
Where it was like, you know, these are friends who are around me because I'm popular at this point, and they trying to be around me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm not going to let something what I feel is real, like a relationship with God, go by the wayside because I care what these people think.
Wow.
Now, and you're right. He did send more friends. You're exactly right. I mean, he did. I mean, it was friends from church, friends from other churches. You know, it was just a whole new group that came, you know. So, absolutely.
All right, man. So, we're going to get into one of your songs. This song that we're going to get into is called Lay Them Down. You actually did this even with your testimony, man. You had to lay some of your stuff down. But talk to us about what this track is all about.
This song right here is it's the first single off the album. It's a testimony that's more close to where I am now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's tough, man. I mean, you know, I started off and I was doing gospel rap full time. You know, back in 2004, 2005.
Right.
And it just got a little bit discouraging, you know, churches don't want to always pay you all the time, or, you know, it got lean at times, and just had some disappointing, frustrated times, and just got, you know, into, I'm an entrepreneur, so I just got into business, so I started working again, and just kind of had like a chip on my shoulder about the church, and that initial experience as a full-time gospel rapper. And so I just basically, even for about 2.5 years, just put it down. Yeah. And it was like, you know, I'm gonna be about this money and, you know, forget the church. You know, right, what I'm saying? In the sense of trying to, like, give of my talent and try to, you know, get out there, and then, you know, people don't even want to work with you. And so it was kind of like, you know, the Lord, you know, he called me, he's like, you know, you think you're done. I didn't tell you were done. You know what I'm saying? So he called me back to it. And that's why the first lyric said, I got a couple years I wish I could get back.
Yeah.
Because when I came back to it, you know, some artists who were kind of where I was when I left had blown up.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And were doing really well. And it was like the Lord was kind of showing me, like, if you'd have stayed with it, this is where you might have been.
Wow. No, that's,
you know, bad. But, you know, you wanted to go over here and do this and do that. And so, you know, I had to figure what it is and say, all right, well, you know, forgive me for that, and I don't care if I don't care if I'm the doorman or if I'm the street sweeper, just anywhere I can get in and serve, Lord, I'm back in the game.
That's good. So we're gonna go ahead and get into the song Lay Them Down from A-Son on Yada the King.
All right, let's go.
I have plans, I have big dreams, yeah. But I'm finding out that you have to be willing to lay them down. Acknowledge God in all your ways, yes. And let Him take control. Yeah, yeah. I got a couple years that I wish I could get back.
For real.
I took the wheel, then I got off track.
Yes.
Won't complain about the past, but I'm glad to be back.
Yes.
And I'm man enough to admit my thinking was whack.
Come on.
See, the windshield's fuzzy and the rear view's clear. But I can't make my plans at the end of the year. Don't know in advance like the drum roll plan. Thought let's wait and see was a dumb old saying.
Yes.
But them old saints know that's a part of the plan.
Come on.
You can't see the way, so you hold His hand.
Yes.
Figure that, why God wanna walk with a man?
Uh-huh.
Picture that, why the Lord wanna talk to the sand that He made with His hand. I don't know, but I'm thankful He can make a way, split the waters, and I'm on dry land. He got me and He got my fam, so I lay back and chill like I'm getting a tan, 'cause He's God.
I got my plans made, I got my heart set, I know my future's bright.
And they play like Michael.
Yeah.
Young girls sweat them 'cause they saying he might go the first or second round, and that's straight out of high school.
Yes.
Friday night, he discovered what life do. Car accident on the way to the night joint. His best friend told him that God don't like you, 'cause he lost half a leg and nearly his life too.
No.
3 years, he kept to himself, feeling like a lost cause left on the shelf. Lord spoke to him, said, now it's time to help.
Come on.
He dusted off his game and he went to try out.
Yep.
Made a college team in the evening news. Wrote a book with advice that the people could use. Bestseller, so his crib got exceptional views.
Wow.
Then he built the rec center to inspire the youth. He's a legend.
I got my plans.
Lord, you know I have plans.
I got my heart set.
And I don't see what you see.
I know my future.
But it's so hard to trust you sometimes. I'm in a place right now,
but I trust you,
where I'm just gonna lay everything down
and, I give them
and put
to
it in
you,
your hands,
or they won't turn out right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I lay them down. I lay them down. So I lay them down. I lay them down.
I never go a day without dreaming real big.
And everything I pray is real big. Being on top of the world for a minute. Everybody want a day to feel this. When it's all said and done, and I look into the eyes of the one, there's only one prize for a son, and that's to hear him say, well done.
See, as a teen, I thought I was grown. Got grown, then I tried to be God on my own. Stop praying, just acting like I'm on the throne. See, a visionary likes to have it all in control. Whoa, I hear the words, but I'm not really there. Like assistant head coaches talking to the star player. Till I miss the winning shot. Now I see what you're saying. Here go my plans. You're free to rearrange them.
Fuck 3HP, take back, freestyle. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to offer, so I throw my hands high, surrender at the throne in the altar. This man's so dirty at the corner pit, so I have to evaluate every word I spit. See, if this isn't worship, then it ain't worth the giving offering, and he don't recognize it. That strange fire, strange praise, and I'm scared I fear the Lord too much to vain his name. So I gave myself up for the call and the prize. I got a grieving in my heart, you see the pain in my eyes. And as I strain on this road, I grab the hand of my saviors. My plans to set me up a plan of failure. Nah, you can have that. Seeking his love, I met him in his word and saw exactly where the Lord's at. I ain't nobody and no one to suffer more. For the Lord through the storm will watch me endure. Yeah, I came back to take back. I don't need it no more. To the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Death, you can have that. Shame, you can have that. I don't really need that. I'm the best kept secret. Hold your breath. If you're thinking I'ma stop now, I know my steps have been ordered. So I keep going, no slowing out through this music. Cause I love it, plus I keep them souls cornered. Knowing the anointing will draw them in. Hearts of men claw them in with every stroke of pen. They call me Dub Zero. I die to the flesh, rise past the mess. Every sin confess. Broken shackles, escape hell, rotten apple. Soon as you proclaim him, they laughing at you. But count it all joy past the persecution. I know I'm reaching souls with every verse I'm spewing. I'm God's word. Using to stop confusion. This kingdom turned politics into an illusion. They turn their hearts and they call it a nuisance. Before I give in, I will stop the music. Yeah, I came back to take back. I don't need it no more. To the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Doubt, you can have that. Shame, you can have that.
Living color, Keenan Wayne, so all black. Dressed in Vans and cardigans, you adore that. Shouts out to my Nashville fam, take back, what up, man? Many may know my name, but I don't need the fame. You just cut the check and I'll be sure to cash that. I've been to radio, a few national shows. Obtain all my publishing, register it to ASCAP. I'm a Christian first, a businessman second. The artist comes third, pay attention to the lesson. So many wait on your downfall to find you in the ground, in the dirt like a groundhog. Believe that. Yeah, fake friends, I don't need that. I don't make enough cheese to feed rats. In the temptation, waiting for me to relax. I'm trying to bring souls to Christ before he's back.
Yeah, I came back to take back. I don't need it no more. To the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Doubt, you can have that. Shame, you can have that. Came back to take back. I don't need it no more. To the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Doubt, you can have that. Shame, you can have that.
right, y'all. That song right there was the song from Double. You can have that on Yada the King Radio, man. We getting it in with A-Song, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're just going to talk about you as an artist, man. How did you get started as an artist, man?
It happened about 8 years ago, and I was at a crossroads where I had, you know, I talked about how I got on fire for God when I was 15. Well, fast forward several years, I got married early, very early, so several years to the marriage, man, I was just really down, and just feeling like, man, you know, I've been living for God for a number of years, and I just wasn't happy with how things were going in my life. And to be real, I was really considering backsliding in some major ways. You know, a friend of mine told me that Tone was in town, the radio station that brought him in for a youth event, and so we went to go see him that night. And he was ministering so thorough, man. I mean, and the kids was just worshiping and crying and just praising God. And I just felt the Lord speak to me. I felt, you know, and say, look, I want you to do this. And I was like,
can I keep it real?
You know, he was up there singing and dancing. You know, I'm like, I'm not really the best singer, and you definitely don't want to see me try to dance. So I just thought back, you know, back to high school when, you know, sometimes we would be around the lunch table, you know, with the cypher, and people used to tell me, you know, I could rap, and I never took it serious. But I was like, that's pretty much the only thing I could get up on stage and do where I could, you know, I could be in front of people holding their attention.
Yeah.
And so that's when I really felt like he was calling, like, I want you to be up on stage leading people in praise and worship with what I've given you. Hmm. And that's kind of where it started from there.
Now, who are some of your influences? They may be artists, other artists, or may not be family members, your parents. Like, who are some of your influences that kind of just helped shape and mold you into the artist that you are today?
Well, probably first and foremost, Kirk Franklin, because he was able to take gospel music and be played on secular radio stations, be played in clubs, and really be a household name, even though he was a gospel artist. Mm. And so that was very powerful to me. Jay-Z has a very different message than I have, but I do admire the way he has taken his musical gift into entrepreneurial pursuit. And so in that respect, I look at that and I say, look, I'm doing music, but I'm also trying to run business, because that's how you can open up doors for others. You know, those are two that come. I mean, Kanye West is a very creative person. Again, a different message than my music. You know, on the gospel side, probably some of the ones I named earlier, you know, Dietrich Haddon, The Truth, and Mala Music.
No, that's what's up, man. So earlier you alluded to you ministering. So I want to ask you, man, what are all the things that you do, A-Son, as an artist, or even outside of the art? What are some things that you are involved in, man? Talk to us about, if we was just chilling with A-Son for about a month, what kind of stuff you going to be doing, brother?
when I talk about ministry, I was a youth pastor for about 5 years. I'm no longer a youth pastor, but I still get called to preach places. That's what I was talking about before. But I'm an entrepreneur. I work in my family business. We have a contracting company, and then I use the money that I make from that to put into our label. And so that's pretty much my life, man. Is just. Working that, doing music mostly on the weekends, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, Okay, man. So talk to me. Just with I want to know a little bit about. As I said, I watched a couple of the videos that you have. First of all, where can they find the videos that you've been doing? Just, you know, little videos on this project, who A-Son is. Where can they find that? Let them know. And then after that, talk to me about some of the success that you've had in selling records, man. I want to talk to a lot of artists that may not know how to sell records, or, you know what I'm saying, they don't understand the importance of marketing. Can you talk to us about that, man?
Okay, well, just again, to see some of our videos, you can go to BigSonny.com, BigSonny.com. Also on my YouTube channel, which is YouTube.com/SonTime, ASONTIME. And I got videos there as well. In regards to selling, yeah, you definitely have to market, you have to let people know you're out here. I will say this. It is a lot tougher to sell music today than it was when I first got started 8 years ago. I mean, eight years ago, people didn't buy singles like they do now. Like right now, people go on iTunes and just buy the one or two songs of yours that they like.
Yeah.
You know, 8 years ago, it really wasn't like that. They had to buy your whole record. You know, it wasn't as easy to just pick apart your record and get a song or two. It was either, you know, pay me $10 and get the whole record, or you can't get anything. And so it is a lot tougher. Even, you know, on every level, even the major genres, they don't go platinum or double and triple platinum like they used to 8 years ago.
Right.
You know, because people just have the option to just only get the song that they want, you know. You got to find other ways to help you do what you want to do. And I mean, again, you know, I hate to keep bringing up the secular artists, but they really figured this out. You know, they do music to stay relevant, but they're making their money by selling clothes or a drink or headphones, because you can't really sell the records that you used to be able to sell.
Right.
So like for people right now, if you want to, you know, be doing this, definitely make the best music you can make. I understand you got to bring something else to the table, whether it's a t-shirt line, you know, a Jesus t-shirt line, something else that people can buy who become fans of yours. Because in a lot of cases, you have to give away a lot of your music. You have to give away mixtape so people can get to check you out for free, you know, and then find other things that you can sell that people might be interested in once they become your fan.
Right. All right.
Now we're about to go into another song of yours titled Gotta Say Thank You. Tell us a little bit about that before we play the track.
Okay, I love this song. I like it because it's a 6-8 tempo, which is very different for rap as far as the cadence and the timing of it. It's got a sample on there from Jeff Majors, the harp player. It's set up on the hook.
Yeah.
And it tells three different stories of three individuals who just have a reason to be thankful.
Tight, man. So let's get into this, man. A-Son with us right now. Gotta say thank you on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
Girl, yes. Pretty girl, yes. Inside still a little girl, yes. On the outside it's about time for her to say goodbye to this world, yes. At least that's in her mind, yes. 6 months ago she was fine, uh-huh. She cut a good man, met a different one right about the same time, uh-huh. It was that little party over at a friend's house sometime in July. She's a looker, he's lying, uh-huh. So they hook up, cause he's fine. Before you look up, she's crying, uh-huh. She shook up, he's lying, yeah. It's only been 3 weeks, but he's beat her 4 times, man. And that's just where it starts, right. The man got it down to an art, bought her a 2-carat wedding band as proof she's his heart. Third trip to the hospital, that's when he laced her with 4. She telling her friend she quitting the man, but they don't believe her no more. He holding weight in her basement, 80 grand in the black safe. As she close to catching cases, not a clue how to escape. She in a pool of tears on the floor, crying out for the light. The phone rings, it's a friend, homeboy got life. Just say thank you. And I just gotta say thank you. I just gotta say thank you. I just gotta say thank you.
did great. Had a gun since he was 8, but he's still getting good grades. And a scholarship about the only way that he's gonna leave this place. Got a phone call from his girl saying that a psycho ain't came. Great, now we got one kid with another on the way. He think about making tracks, you know, kinda like Just Blaze. But that ain't how he was raised, cause grandmother stayed praying. So all during 12th grade, he watching his big dreams fade away. Every day in the books working like a slave. But it's difficult to live happily when you're 17 with a family. It was a Thursday that he kneeled, said, Lord, I'ma keep it real. I'm about to give the school thing up, hit the block up so I can deal. And it's an ill way to get a meal, but my girl need her belly filled. Can you just show me if only this one time that you're real? Mother walked in with a letter from the state school, said, open it. It says they paying for his tuition, for his books and his rent. Just say thank you. I just gotta say thank you. I just gotta say thank you. I just gotta say thank you. Thank you. They had the wedding of the year. Everybody in the city was there. Young groom with the tall bride, she was looking so right in her all white. It was all tight for the first 2 years. Now they're welcoming a baby boy here.
Yes, yes.
Life is so blessed, nothing but joy here. One day on his way to class, the sun turned when he heard blast. Gunfight going on in the hall. Stray took his life in a flash. The mother is in a daze, and the father can't explain it. All the neighbors stay away, cause much later they're still in anguish. And their faith in God is fading. She's in pain and he's angry. Many more tears, 7 more years, and the woman can't seem to get pregnant. Now the man staying out late at night, and they arguing till the morning light. He's saying they gon' come out of this, she's saying that she wants out of this. Now they both out of words. Then the preacher says seek him first, so they stand on this verse. It's after you're at the bottom, that's where real faith begins. Now she coming back from the doctor, you better get ready for twins. Just say thank you. And I just gotta say thank you. Just gotta say thank you.
Sources. My homies dead it for that cheddar that we keep on us. That bread and that lettuce ain't edible, but feast on it. So be it, eat it, go put your teeth on it. Bite the bullet, they pull it, go ahead and be gone us. Getting beheaded is the fetish of the street corners. I need a ledger for the skull. Writing Proverbs 26:11 on the wall. Like a reverend, but it's raw. Like the essence, so I draw like a weapon. And I carve out a section of the floor for its presence. Realest thing you ever seen. Bloody body ripped like my shredded jeans. I'm blessed I get to carry round these heavy wings. Know what I mean? Say just how I feel and keep it G without no bottle or no swallow pills that make you uneasy. Feel free to get your dash on. I'm just being me like Halloween without a mask on. Cash on the floor, baby, where's your self-esteem? Get on that Proverbs 31 and see yourself a queen. Free yourself without the help from that promethazine.
seen. Around my finger is a metal belt, my wedding ring. It keep my pants off, now I got my hands off, like I got the answer. Hating is a cancer, got a chance to see that light, cause I was picturing that death, like a camera at a crime scene, and the victim is my flesh, bleh. Never let nobody jeopardize me once again. On the corner pumping block, jumping like a trampoline. I was there rapping, they was trapping, busy making cream. That was they habit, smoking cabbage from Jamaica, Queens. Serving addicts, highest ladders, I would pray for fiends. Then he pulled me away, emphatically chasing dreams. Dodging traffic and some of them cars had laser beams. You know what that is, red dot scopes. I was broke but didn't care because the kid got hope. May never be a millionaire, my kicks may not have a million pair, but like Blaylock when he take that shot, I'ma take my prayer, put it in the air. Lord!
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yeah! Close Your Eyes, Eshawn Burgundy featuring Mr. Ink. I love that joint, man. Eshawn, man, we got to get him on the show pretty soon. Miss Cole, man, we're going to get on the topic of the day with our special guest, A-Son, and it is all about overcoming, man. We actually got a Yada Da King topic pool. Before we say what we're going to talk about, if you have a topic that you want to get into our topic pool, send it to us at yadadaking.com. You can click on submissions to find out how you can get in contact with us. You can email us at yadadaking@gmail.com or just hit us on Twitter at yadadaking or on facebook.com/yadadaking. But anyway, we're going to talk about an overcomer. And here's a quote from Fulfiller who gave us the topic. He said, "The victory of an overcomer is greater with each test." What do you think about that, Ms. Cole?
That's deep.
That's deep. She said that's deep. Man, A-Son, man, talk to us, man. I want to know, in your opinion, what is the heart of an overcomer?
What is the heart of an overcomer?
Yeah.
I think it's believing that that God has a plan with whatever you're going through.
That's good.
And so it's like, you know, I don't know what the difference, it depends on what you're trying to overcome as far as what the strategy is, but just whatever's going on and saying, now somehow God has a plan in this, even if I don't see it yet.
Yeah. Wow. No, I think that what you said right there, is very important.
That's good.
Talk to me though, man. Just somebody that's an overcomer in life. I know we can see overcomers in sports. I love overcomers in sports. Matter of fact, man, I want to ask you about this, man. I know you watch football. You was a football fan. Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow. For a lot of cats, they might not like this dude as a quarterback. They say he's not the best quarterback. But one thing I know is he's an overcomer, man. Talk to us about why Tim Tebow is an overcomer, bro.
Well, I mean, it's like even with when I was saying, you know, believing that God has a plan, I would harp on the word believing. You know what I'm saying? Overcomers believe. You know, they might be down in points, or they might not be whatever you think they're supposed to be. They're not, like with Tim Tebow, he's not tall enough, he's not fast enough, he's not strong enough. But while you're focusing on whatever they're not, they just still believe that it's, the victory is still possible.
Yeah.
And those are sometimes those, you know, somebody you would even think that they're stupid, because it's like, man, they're not looking at reality. You know, in reality, there's no way you're going to win. You know, give up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And an overcomer just still believes.
Right.
Even if you even try to send them and say, well, okay, how are you going to win? How is it going to, like, what's your plan? What's your strategy? They may not have an answer for you.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I just.
You know what's so funny, man? And since we're talking about Tim Tebow, there was an interview that they had with him, and they asked him, "How are you guys going to win the Super Bowl?" He didn't have no answer. You know what I'm saying? He was like, and I didn't see the whole interview, but you know how sports will do, man. They'll leave it like he didn't have an answer for that. So it was like, wow, this guy don't even have an answer for what he's doing, but. As you said, sometimes the plans, they might not know how it's going to get done, but somehow it gets done.
Absolutely.
So talk to us about something.
Haven't you experienced the miracles like that? Haven't you experienced God doing something in your life where even to this day you really can't really explain how it got done?
Oh, my God. Now, that's how you know it's what? That's God.
Yep.
I mean, like, explain some of the stuff, man. Since you said that, you're going to have to share with us, brother. some of the things that God has done in your life that you know that it was nothing but the grace or the mercy of God in your life?
I don't think we have enough time.
Hey, just name a few of them, man. You ain't got to go all, you know, don't give me the textbook definition. Give us the snippets.
One of the things, I went to college on a full scholarship, and unfortunately, you know, I didn't take my studies as serious as I should have, and I lost it. Ended up having to drop out of college, and after I was married and had two children and a full-time job, I went back to night school, and of course, going to school married with kids at night is way harder than going as a student right out of high school. But my grades were better. I paid more attention. I took it more seriously. And, you know, I finished my degree. And so, I mean, that's a major thing that, you know, I had to overcome. But God helped me through that.
Yeah. Now, I mean, that's just a glimpse, man. And I love it. Because as you said, you cannot explain what God has done. That's how we know a lot of times it's God doing things in our life. It's not just coincidence. Miss Cole got a lot of stories she could share about that. I'm going to have her share some of those. Yeah, she said, what? Be ready to testify in season and out of season. Is that in the Word of God, son? They talk about that, man. Be ready to give an account in season, out of season, whenever. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be ready, sis. So, Miss Cole, we're going to hear that in a little bit. Mm. But talk to us, man, just about even though you overcome a test, man, it's not over until we cross the finish line, man. And a lot of us know that the finish line for us here on Earth is moving into the next realm, which is heaven. But how can we keep an overcoming spirit? You said one of your favorite person was David. Oh, you was going to ask that question after I asked
I
it,
promise.
Huh? Okay. But how do you keep going? You know what I'm saying? Like, the thing that, the quote was, what was the quote? An overcomer's, the victory of an overcomer is greater with each test, man. So how do we stay focused in between the tests? You know what I'm saying? Talk to us about that.
How do we stay focused in between the tests that we go through?
Yeah. How do we keep the mindset of an overcomer even in the midst or in between tests?
I mean, to me, it's the same thing that you, the same way that you stay focused in any other area of life, your life. I mean, whatever helps you overcome, try to keep that in front of your mind. I mean, if it was faith in God, if it was, you know, believing in His Word, if, you know, don't now that you got a victory, don't just lay that down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, they say like in marriage, you know, whatever you did to win your wife, now that you won her, don't just throw that out the door. Like, okay, I got her in the bag now. Your marriage probably won't last too long.
Miss Cole said, "Amen." Okay, she fresh on it. Wait. What you mean by that, man? We need to, you know, just school some cats right now.
That was wisdom.
I didn't get no gunshot on that. What happened, Miss Cole? You know what I'm saying?
That was
a 21 gun saluter right there, man. But talk to us. Talk to us, Matt, about that, man.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you were just to me, it's all this when you were just saying, like, you know, if you've overcome, how do you keep the mindset? You know, it's just, you know, like, a lot of examples are flooded my mind. Like, if you did something to lose 10 pounds, for example, you know, well, how do you keep those 10 pounds off? You got to keep doing whatever you just did.
You're not
to lying. Lose 10 pounds.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
That was
Weight Watchers, they ain't going to like that. They ain't going to like, but anyway, that's the truth. That's the full-blooded truth, man.
Oh, God, you are stupid.
Nah, that's all good, man. So what we going to do right now, Miss Cole, you got it.
We are going to go into another song by yourself.
Banger.
Titled Take It Back.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that joint.
Take it back. You know, it's actually coming from the story. You know, I borrowed from the story of David, with Ziglag when he was off with his men, actually on a campaign that God did not call him to go on. And while they were doing that, you know, some people came and stole all his possessions, all their women, and basically everybody was all depressed. And so David had to encourage himself in the Lord, because they were even talking about stoning him, you know, and the Lord stood them, and they went and they took it back. You know, the enemy stole their stuff, but he didn't kill their stuff. So they were able to get it back. And so, and it was basically born out of, again, you know, me kind of feeling a little bit down of some of the years that I lost by being, upset with the church. And it was like, man, you know, now I'm picking it back up. And, man, I lost time. I lost, you know, momentum. And I just said, the Lord was like, take it back. And then I'm sharing it with everybody. Whatever the devil's taking, whatever the devil's taking from you, you can sit there, you know, crying in the press, or take it back in the name of Jesus.
Amen. So we're going to play that now. Song titled, Take It Back. On Yada Da Key.
All right, let's get it in.
You done messed up now. Yeah. You done messed up now, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All I'm saying is get your stuff back.
Back, take it all back. Back,
look here.
Take it all back.
I do what I does like I did it. Some call it faith. I prefer big living, looking all city, fresh black fitted, tucked down low like who is it? Swagger like a teen that's new, whipping, trying to be seen with his crew dipping. I'm all hyped up like a new Christian. The devil wanna take my joy. Y'all listen. He wanna steal, kill, destroy my vision. Hopes he can mute my voice, my spitting. Well, getting me to focus on the people. Eyes off Jesus. Pump up the ego. The old me's over. He wanna see a sequel. Got him locked out, but he looking through the peephole. Drumming up anything illegal. Trying to catch Sonny Man sleep though. No, that's one I gotta veto.
The enemy stole your joy.
What you gonna do?
I'ma take it back. Stole your peace. I'ma take it back. When the devil's in your home, I'ma take it back. The enemy tries your face, I'ma take it back.
Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Now when a man left her, it's when she starts staring at the pills on the dresser. Devil like, yes sir, company got bought out, but they still kept her. Only thing it seems, a new boss out to get her, but she ain't a quitter. Then her mama died in the middle of the winter. Son in detention, daughter out tripping. Neither will admit it, bringing back memories like a high school picture. Vivid, now she at her limit, but God's still with her. Told her that the calm of the storm's in the center. The shield is a faith, sword is a scripture. Devil shouldn't have messed with a sister.
The enemy stole your joy. I'ma take it back. The enemy stole your peace. I'ma take it back. When the devil's in your home, I'ma take it back. The enemy tries your face, I'ma take it back.
Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Had the game in the bag, all before Ziglag. Then he lost everything that he had.
Whoa.
His boys about to kill him.
What?
They was that sad.
Yeah.
So he got alone and hollered at his dad. Dear Lord, should I go up or fall back? God said, boy, you better go on attack.
Yeah.
How much you gonna last if you can't fight back?
Yeah.
Once God said it, it was over like the credits.
When the enemy stole your joy,
what you gonna do?
I'ma take it back. When the enemy stole your peace,
what you gonna do?
I'ma take it back. When the devil's in your home, I'ma take it back. When the enemy tries your face, I'ma take it back.
Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back.
Now the enemy is lethal. He
David. Club David. Club David. Club David. Club David.
We
Club
David.
Want me psycho, so I psycho them with psycho for the king of kings. Bring them to the front, lift them up. How your entire crew city state will be amused by the one who removes and told death keep it moving. He oozing with love. Thug your blood, cut us others equal. Everybody, yaddy, yaddy, yay. All fell short. Gary Coleman, R.I.P. R.I.P. Oh, life, oh, sight, oh, God, oh, my. How I love you, none above you. I give you all my praise. Amazing grace, amazing race. No one in my name, I stand in faith, I stand in praise. I'm dressed up, seeing the light of day. I'm awake, la-di-da-di-day. We're already born, no gun, unless the word of God is gone. I guess it is fire on the devil, rebel to this world. Yes, I is, they ain't even real. Mr. PMG, so Dr. Pepper, rep him till I D-I-E. OMG, no longer OPP, G-O-D-B, owning me. Rolling three, Trinity, no matrix, I'm gonna make it. Marvin Sapp, white, black, Puerto Rican, Asian, all we amazing, God's creation.
Yes, that's the homie Fidel featuring Cam on Yacht of the King Radio. Love that song, man. Love what he's talking about. And love how it correlated with A-Son talking about David, man, being an overcomer. Mm-hmm. Club David, man. Are you in the club of David? Are you going to be an overcomer or are you going to be a chump? You know, I was going to say another word, but some people would have probably got offended if I said the punk word, you know. So I just said chump. What do you think?
It's all the same.
You think so? Yeah. Well, hey. Anyways, we got A-Son, Miss Cole, man. Let's talk with A-Son, man, about how we can get in contact with him and all those type of things. A-Son, tell us real quick how we can do that.
Well, the first and foremost, our website, BigSonny.com, BigSonny.com. You can like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Asontime, A-S-O-N-T-I-M-E, or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/BigSonny, BigSonny.
Okay, and what is coming up? What can we be expecting from A-Son in 2012?
Well, first and foremost, if you don't have the album that just dropped November 8th, make sure you go cop that. The future is now. We will be at the Stellar Awards performing at a number of the showcases there in Nashville. In just a couple of weeks, And then Be Looking for the Future is now tour, which will be coming to 12 U.S. cities in 2012. And we're going to be filming a documentary of that tour as well.
Tight, man. Any projects, any features we might be seeing you on anytime soon?
Well, I got a couple of major cats that we're talking to, but I don't like putting stuff out there until it's all the way done. All
right, smart man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know, I really enjoy people that do stuff like that. Don't be like, oh, yeah, I'm on this cat's album. And then when the album comes out, you ain't on it. And then you just be like, what happened? Oh, well, you know, it fell through. Anyways, I'm just saying, wait, before you ask that question, I got one more. I gotta say this, man. A-Son, I think I met you really from you being on a project, a Beat Mart project, way back, man. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's always important for artists to network, get together, and do some projects, man. What are some of the projects that you've been on? Or somebody's out here saying, hey, man, I think I've heard of A-Son before. Talk to us about some of the projects that you've released. I know because you've been in the game for a minute.
Well, yeah, I was on Beat Mart, Best of Submissions 1 and 2. They also had an artist called Pee Wee Collins. I was on one of his cuts. I've collaborated with a number of artists like K-Drama. He produced a track on this album right here. My own project, I did the Recruiter Part 1, which is probably the Recruiter Part 1, the special edition version of that album was my best-selling album, and that came out in 2005. Probably it will be passed up by this current album, but so far that's my best-selling album. Then Recruiter Part 2 was the album with Riff Raff. He's an artist here out of D.C. as well, and we collaborated on that. All that's on iTunes. And then I was also on the Gospel Skate Jams Volume 2, which was nominated for a Stellar Award.
Wow.
So that's a decent exposure. And then DJ Lace, may he rest in peace. You know, I was on a number of his mixtapes that he put out.
Man, no, that's what's up. So, Miss Cole, you got another question, man.
Last words. What do you want to leave the people with?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
Last words, as we're closing out with you, last words that you want to leave the people with?
Oh, yeah. Of course, you know, keep God first in your life. And by keeping God first, I don't mean just on Sunday, but every day. just really build your day around a relationship with God.
Amen.
Amen. No, definitely, man. A-Son, it was our pleasure having you on, bro. We pray that God keeps you, that he would keep you and continue to keep you in your ministry. I was saying keeps and continue at the same time. But, man, we thank you for coming in and just sharing your story, music, and ministry with us here at Yacht of the King, man.
Don Christian, Miss Cole, thank you all very much for your time.
All right, bro. God bless, man, and have a great night.
All right, y'all take care. Be blessed.
All right, peace. Awesome, man, getting it in with A-Son on Yacht of the King Radio. Man, we had a great time, man. And he was dropping some Denver nuggets, minus the Denver.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No Carmelo on Denver. Speaking of that, I'm so glad that the basketball season is coming back. Miss Cole, who you going to go for this year? Because I know your team. You know, did you know that Chris Paul may be going to the Lakers?
I heard.
It's still up and down.
Yeah.
That would be a great victory for the Lakers championship.
Wah, wah.
Who are you going for though? Talk to us real quick, Miss Cole.
I don't know.
Yeah, why don't you just go for the Lakers? Why?
Because I am not a Lakers fan.
Oh man, you just this.
That's right, I said it.
Okay, so she's gonna go for the Bobcats this year. Charlotte Bobcats is her team. Oh, that's
but
where
I will
she
not
was.
Be going for the Lakers.
Okay, she's from Cali and don't like the Lakers. She might
that's
like.
Right.
She might like the Clippers.
But the Bay
though.
Area, though. I'm not from L.A.
She likes the Clippers. Anyway, let's go ahead, man. We're going to go into this song, G&O, featuring Applejacks. The song is called You're My on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's go.
You're my love, you're my joy, you're my friend, you're my father, you're my strength, you're my Lord. by your love, your joy, your cleansing power from impurity.
Oh, what would I do if you had never gave your life?
Oh,
what would I do if you had not opened my eyes?
Lord, you are my heart's desire. I wanna be with you forever.
In spite of my wrong, you love me. Gave me your joy and your peace. What would I do without you? Search for you with all my being. I found you, Lord, on my knees.
Whoa.
You gave me more than I could give.
I'm in the coffee shop and I smell that bag bean. When I need a boost, it's more than caffeine. Grab a seat and I read about the last scene in the passion story in John 19. My hero endured all the fire darts, eternal flame, and it's lighting up my dark heart. No matter what they say, I have to keep it real. He rose on the third, and that's what's real. Swag on affinity, cheetahs on blast. Before the world, he's the first and the last. Copy his style and it changed up my heart's deep. Watch his ways on the Bible movie screen. When the flood comes through, yo, we got the standard. Lord of the Rings, I'm the Green Lander. And the book tells us about the free safe. He's the captain, flying into
you're
destiny.
You're my love, you're my joy. You're my friend, you're my father. You're my peace, you're my strength. You're my Lord, you're my
for flying into
you're
destiny.
My God, you're my shield.
The desires of the flesh conflicts with the will of God. And when that thing rises up, we must murder it.
Murder, murder, murder. Kill my kids. Murder, murder, murder. Kill my kids. If you don't glorify them, then I gotta shut it down. If you don't glorify them, then I gotta shut it down.
Murder, murder. Kill the flesh will. Kill the flesh desires. Burn it on fire.
I gotta amputate it. Can I let it move up higher? If I live by your desire, then I cannot see the fire.
Like Paul, I'm not conformed to the world, but daily I'm dying by renewing up the mind. Mask on Jason, coming for you, Satan.
Last I had me face the judging court like Perry Mason.
So I shut down all strongholds and arrest my thoughts and make them captive and send them on. System to death, I gotta keep my mind so fresh, so fresh, then it's a
rhythm,
rest. I gotta
murder it.
I murder it. I kill it.
Murder, murder, murder. Kill my kids. Murder, murder, murder. Kill my kids. If you don't glorify them, then I gotta shut it down. If you don't glorify them, then I gotta shut it down.
Alright, murder, murder, murder. Breaking no commandments, but yes, I kill my flesh, cause see, it can't obey the standards. At first, I'd aim to maim, but see, those wounds, they could be bandaged. And after they get healed, just go straight to do some damage. So I'm going harder than Osama, Dharma, Lofner. All of them were killing kin, but it's my sin, I'm finna slaughter, bro. This pride inside my eyes, it's high, should lust arise. The idols that are vying for God's position, y'all gotta go. Yes, sir, it's ancient wisdom, but I got it slow. Now I've been commissioned to go give them what they gotta know. Die to these desires, lest they come from the Messiah. Crucify him off and partner, no Mustafa, I ain't lying. I'm murdering. You know I gotta kill it, boy. I'm murdering. Let's kill it.
Murder, murder, murder. Kill my kids. Murder, murder, murder. Kill my kids. If you don't glorify him, then I gotta shut it down. If you don't glorify him, then I gotta shut it down.
My flesh, I start bucking. Start plucking, no time for discussion. I don't care if you duck it. I murder it, ran from serving it. I'm merciless, purging it. Cause it's perjurious, be perfect kid. My flesh is like a beast, so I murder it. Leave the homeless, I hope it doesn't make it to the orphanage. We can duke it out, I'ma beat my body. Make it my slave, cause if you tryna rob me of my integrity and leave me incomplete. I'm like Joseph now, I'm a refugee. And so I
murder, 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 kill my kids. Murder, 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 kill my kids.
shut it down. If you don't glorify them, then I gotta shut it down.
Murder it.
Yeah, hey, that would shut it down.
That's right. It'll shut it down. So it was loud in our headphones, man. But you know how we do it, man. Yes. That was Gita featuring Cambino and K-Drama, Murder It, on Yacht of the King Radio. That's what's up, man. We're going to talk about this topic, Miss Cole.
Yes, yes.
Overcomers.
Overcomers.
Any questions that you have?
Overcomers.
Any questions? She always giggling like, hey, people call her the giggling Yacht of the King host.
I just wish people were like in here to see you up close, because they think I'm crazy because they can't, you know. But anyways, back to the topic at hand.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into all that.
Overcomer. The victory of an overcomer is greater with each test. That means that an overcomer is not only going to be able to get past one test.
Right.
If you only can get past one, you just overcame one victory. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But an overcomer is somebody that continues to overcome. In your mind, what makes an overcomer so overcoming, really? I mean, what are some things you would describe an overcomer?
What makes an overcomer so overcoming?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, kind of like what Aesan was talking about with it. I think it has to do a lot with your attitude and your frame of mind.
Come on.
You know, they always say mind is a powerful thing.
To waste. Yeah.
That too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that it has to do with your frame of mind, your attitude, and the lifestyle that you live.
Mm.
I think an overcomer looks like, I think an overcomer looks, how can I say it, looks like,
overcomer looks,
it's coming, it's just,
yeah, you know, I'm just saying the same thing, an okay. overcomer looks like,
I think they look encouraged, I think they look, the word is there, where is it at?
Encouraged. I think that's a good word. And I'm waiting on you, as you know what I'm saying, you
no, can go ahead.
Say that.
Hold up.
To me though, an overcomer definitely is encouraged, because their thought process, they have to think differently than the average person.
Ooh, confident. Good.
Confident, that's what
oh,
she said.
My goodness.
So they have to think differently than everybody else does.
I think so. I think they're positive. I think that you know, they're confident. I think that they are,
overcoming.
Yes.
Miss Cole, what's
There's
up?
There's all these words.
This is what happens when you don't eat breakfast.
I know, I did not have my Wheaties this morning.
Send in your breakfast of champions. It don't have to be Wheaties. I want to know what you eat for breakfast. But man, so their mind thoughts, their thoughts have to be different. I would say definitely, it's a will. It's a will to do things.
Right.
Your will is very strong will. Now, right. Some of the greatest
driven.
NBA overcomers.
Right.
Are Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Don't even go.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Don't even go. Yes.
Okay, you know, I'm just saying, I know, you know, I'm just saying some names out there, you know. If you Kevin Garnett.
Yes. Let's yes. end there. Let's
no,
end
no, no,
there.
No, 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 no. And Kobe Bryant. So Kobe Bryant, I knew I was gonna go there. But
no, he is. He
why
is.
Are these people overcomers? It's their will to win.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? True. Like when you go through something in your life, everybody goes through something in their life. I know a lot of people that have been through a lot of things in their life, but they were not willing to give up. The people that life defeats are the ones that give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They lay down and say, hey man, I can't take it any longer. But if you want to be an overcomer, you have to, your outcome should always be, how am I going to get past what I'm facing? It should not be like, I don't know how I'm going to make it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't know how you're going to do it, you're going to say, I'm going to get past this. Even if I don't understand how it's going to happen, mm-hmm. I know that I'm going to get past this.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that mindset, even for companies, there's companies that don't think like that. So what happens a year later? Their companies fail. You know what I'm saying? Their families fail. Marriages fail because they don't want to be overcomers. They just want to be like, well, I'll just take it. And if I can't handle it, well, I can shake. You know, but to me, this is very important, man, for us to be an overcomer. And I think this was a great topic to talk about, man, because I think that a lot of Christians go through things and it's very seldom that we have people that are willing to be an overcomer. And this is what I want to say. You're going to have to pay a price to be an overcomer.
Yeah.
What are some of the prices that some people might pay that you would think? I could think of one. Definitely, you're not going to be the popular person all the time. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. It's going to take... I always said this, man, and this is something that I...
You're not going to be liked all the time.
Yeah, you're not going to be liked. But this is a quote that one of my good friends, Richard Mullen, said when I remember him growing up. He said, man, to be a conductor, you have to turn your back on the crowd. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that, I was like, oh my gosh, Whitty. Oh my, you know, like that was like my big brother growing up. So when I heard that, I was like, wow, that was very impactful to in my life. So I knew that, hey, every time I go through something, I ain't going to be the one that just is in front of the crowd all the time, you know. What's some other things that you would think, Miss Cole, about an overcomer, man, as we could close on this topic?
What are some other,
you know, anything else you want to say about being an overcomer that you can think of? And no is not an answer at this time.
How you gonna ask me and give me the choice of this stuff?
You good?
I would just say that to continue to be an overcomer, I would say to just continue to seek God's face.
Mm.
Continue to be in his presence and continue to be in his word and continue to really just allow him to be in control, because I think that's the only way that you're truly going to continue to overcome things.
Oh my god, Miss Cole, shoot the 21 gun, shoot the gun, get bang 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 21. Oh my god. Miss Cole wrapped it up perfectly. If you want to be an overcomer, you have to know the greatest of the overcomers. The man that took something, or God that took nothing and made the earth and everything that we see. Jesus that came down.
Nothing into something.
He turned nothing into something. He turned water into wine and they didn't even get drunk. Yeah. Get to know Jesus, man. He's the greatest overcomer. And man, his mindset, he wasn't gonna lose.
Right.
Dude was dead. How many of us die and be like, I'm not gonna stay here? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of us, we die before we die. You know, I ain't even gonna go into that. Pastor Nate, if we let Pastor Nate preach on that, he might lay some people out. Hallelujah. We out of here though. This is the Warrior Don Christian and the Giggling
Miss Cole.
That's right, y'all. You out of the King Radio. Okay. Let's go.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me, so I yada da King Shabakta. King. I yada da King. I yada da King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me, so we yada da King Shabakta. King.